equally true. Pirush Rashi Lishmi Chayra Tumua. Halakol Mitzvahs Tzarich Lasas L'Shem Hashem. All the mitzvahs a person has to do L'Shem. Lo Misyach Nein Zeh Dafke Binyan Bisamidosh. Everything has to be L'Shem. Hine Noida. Ki Shchina B'Tachtayinu Hu Inyan Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Tzimtzem Shchinas L'Tzarich Tachtayinu. Hine Ein Shchina Sharei Al Yisrael. Agumash Rabbeinu Zeh Mevakish. Hashem Yisrael Al Masoinu. ונועידה לגמבה גולוסינו, לא עזבנו השם אלוקינו, משהו שכינה סוי בסויך הצדיקים שבכל דוי ודוי, כמו שאומר חז"ל, גולו לבובל שכינה אמוהם, גולו לאילון שכינה אמוהם. So wherever the Eden go, the שכינה is with us. אמנם איקה השרוס, השכינה יהיה במס השם בביס משיכינו ובמאי במינו. כי איקה השרוס, השכינה הוא נועידה, שם קי אחרינה משם הוויה. השרוס השכינה זה לקיטתו. צורך ליחתו, הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהוא משהו שכינוסו עם התחתינו של עניין בכנס בוב, שבשם הוויה ברוך הוא, right? לכל אחד של יחד קודשו בריחו שכינתה, זה לבוב ונהי. לבוב זה בכנס קודשו בריחו. And the hey is the בכנס of שוירה, זה שכינה שוירה down here. וזה נקרא ייחוד קודש בריחו שכינתי. ובגלוסו אין ייחוד גומו, כי מעט מזה השתיק על ידי צדיקים, אבל לא יהיה בכנס ייחוד גומו, וו וכי ייחוד קודש בריחו באחתס גומו. I discussed this many times. It's a lot of time, you see how we've discussed, we've given all these shiurim already. The Arizal says, ביום ההוא יהיה יודקי יודקי. יודקי יודקי means that the קודש בריחו שכינתי, there won't be nostalgus. Don't be nostalgic as a shchin anymore. The b'chin of Vav is a yud. The yud is the nekuda of b'chin of a kodesh baruch hu. The hamshacha coming down. So the sod of the Vav is the sod that brings the thing down. And then the hey is to keep it down. In other words, there's two b'chinas. Discussed in Mitzvah Shem. There's the Oren. Oren is bringing the Oren down. And then there's the Menorah. The Menorah holds it down. There's two b'chinas. Keep it, bring it down and holding it down. Shchina betachtoyne means it's a bechina of a bechina's kelim. You make a keli for the. That's why the mishkan is full of kelim. The R is the Rebbein Shlomo sends down. But the whole tachlis of the mishkan is to make a kodesh baruch hu a house. Make a kodesh baruch hu a house. You got to make everything kelim. You got to make kelim for that. Kelim to put to a mokum for the shchina. That's the bechina of shchina. The kishoychem betachtoyne. So that's the yichud of vovke. When you male the bechinas hey keita tov to the bechinas vov, that's the yichud. You brought it down and you're keeping it down. And it shouldn't be necessarily nistali banana. That's the yichud of the vov kei. Tiferes malchus. Zeh the yichud truma truma truim hey she's truimim a hey lemala bevov. Zeh al yidei melachas hamishkan shuvin in hashuras hashchina like it says vaseli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichah. They were called in the Mishkan. Also called, they were called Vovin, right? The Amudim, Vovin, Amudim. That was the beginning of the Vovin, and those Vovin, they were stuck into the Adonim underneath. That was the Adnos, is the beginning's Hey, and the Vovin that was fastening them together. That's the Keli going into the Adonim. That's the beginning of the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Darga. You know that the beginning's Adnos. Right, the beginning of the Keta Torah, the beginning of Adnos, that's the beginning of Oisius. And the Ois is like the bias, the cleat for the Or coming in. So Metzalah is Yudea, the Oisius. So Metzalah made a bias. And Moshe Rabbeinu was coolly dovek to the Or. Moshe Rabbeinu was coolly dovek to the Or. In other words, the Ar Yidin, the Ar Neshom is like Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yom Ayisi, Mitztair. They are avoiders and avoider Kuloi and Eish Lamala, right? Kulay Kulay in Eish Lamala. They already kill on us. Hashem Moedik and Adriga. Where there's a bechinas Kulay Eish Lamala. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel, right, as it's written, kill in the psukim over here. He didn't tell him about making a house yet. He just told him about the kelim. And Bezalel said, first you build a bayis, and then you build the kelim. I think the Hele Gemer Yosef says. That in Tisinkisiso, Takadeh says, it's after the Egelet, Takadeh says, make a bias first. In other words, when is a Yichud? So then, what's the whole vort? Why there's a problem with the yichud of vav till Mashiach comes? What's the vav? The vav is that the vav brings down the hamshacha, and the hay keeps it down here. When a big R comes down, is the chetzayinim a yoinik. And therefore, the yud k is always be yichud, because we know you do have the koyches hara, don't get into moichim. Koyches hara only get into the mechina of midas, vav. The midas and the malchus is vav k. So why do you need a house? You need a house as a protection against chetzayinim. Moshe Rabbeinu was called, so before the Egel, before they made the Egel, in other words, as it's nitztava over here in Parshas Truma, some shot is, you know, the whole thing Mukta Mocha, right? This is before the Egel, this is after the Egel. Everybody else says, I think, in the Seder. Truma comes before Kisiso. So in that matzav, so then let's talk like making a Yichud Amiti. Making a Yichud Amiti, the Chatzonim can't be Yonik. If the Chatzonim can't be Yonik, you don't need now the walls around. You can make the Kalim even without the walls around, because the R and the Kli will be dovak together. Mitzal wasn't on that dara. He was on the dara of Faket. You got to put the Shechina in Oisius. You got to put the Shechina in Kalim to save it against the Chatzonim. Therefore, he was already in the darga where there's no yichud tamidi, and therefore the chetzayinim can get hold of it, and therefore you have to be careful. You have to build a bias first. But lasid lover, but there won't be any chetzayinim. There won't be any koyches chetzayinim. So then there'll be that mistake of yichud, and that's the bechin of yud k. As they dart, we're going to speak with the zel. Shnichnas adam arba b'simcha u'tmua. Why is Adar already simcha from the beginning? Achine, Shemus Achadoshim Olam Ibovel. Yish Tam Lekol Hashemus Shul Chadoshim Lo Manikrakach. There's a reason why all the Nisan, the Iya, Tam Chodesh Adar Nikrakachi, but Nishachodesh Nim Nirmas Alev Dar. Like it says, Aluf in Oriata, Shem Shah is Aluf, Rishon Chol Oisius, Shporch is Rishon Chol Amitzam, so Aluf is the high Madrega, and Aluf Dar means Shemashar Shchenosa Ima Tachtoinim. This is all Yisod of Purim, all Yisod of Das, all Yisod of Das, all Yisod of Ischabrus, right? All Yisod of Das and Ischabrus is where you bring all the Moichim down, and you bring them down to this world. So that we do, as we've done the Swam Akdoshim. Mordechai is b'chinas moichin. It says Mordechai ben Yoer ben Shimi ben Kish. Yoer is Or. Or is Chochma. Shimi is Re'iyah. Shimi is Shmiya. Shmi is Bina. So Mordechai corresponds to the Kish. Emre Yosef says it's Hakashas Adelas. Adelas is Rachman. It's a b'chin of Lachor. It's a b'chin of Keser. Even b'chin of Rachman. Adal say Rachman. Knocking on Adelas. That's moichin. Esther is Hadas. Hadassah hi Esther. Hadassah is the Gimel Hadassim. The Gimel Hadassim and the Lulav but can I get Chagat, Chesed, Gur, Teferis, which is the Sherish of the Midas. So Esther and Mordechai is the Moichin coming down into the Midas. Pasutaka says, Vahi Oimen is Hadassah. Oimen is Omen. Omen is the Gematria 91. The same Gematria is Havaya Adna. It's Gematria 91. Which is the Bechina, Abne is the Shechina, Avai is the Chaim Adrius. That's the Sada Purim, that's the Das, that's Mekasher. Amalek is Yonik, Amalek is a clip of Das, we know. Amalek is Das, the Sitcha Acha. He's a Mafra, the two. Also, the Sada Purim is Nafaket, the Mala, we Masakin, we make the Hischabrus, we have a way to get Hischabrus. And that's the Sod. So that's. So the Purim is Aleph. Aleph is always the Pele. Pele is like the Keser, the Sherish of all Moichin. And Dar means we make a Dira for that down here, and that's the Mechis HaMalek. And here, Rosh HaYim Mapel HaGorim Yerim Lem Chodesh L'Chodesh L'Chalas Amen Bnei Yisrael L'Chodesh Adam Bnei Yisrael B'Zayim B'Adar Meis Mesh Rabbein V'Lo Yoda Sh'B'Zayim Noi L'Mesh Rabbein. Now, Shteten Zoya Kodesh Yispashtus Adomo Yisrael B'Chol Dor V'Dor Ad Shisim Ribi Dor. That's the Inin HaDas Sh'Yish Chol Yerechem Yisrael Nasim B'Torah, because the whole Bechin is Alidei Das Bechin Es Moishah. Because the das of Moshe Rabbeinu is das, we know is chabrus, is kashrus. And doesn't see the Rebbein Shlomo. A person can learn Torah with his chabrus, There's chabrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the sod, he's going to discuss with the Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu. Somebody who learns Torah with the Das in and Das of Gnushas, he learns Torah with Anova. So the whole Indian of Das is that you want to be Niskasha to the Rikus, to the Sherish of everything. So it says, Black Gunish Ibbah for the person himself. His Niskasha means he always, like I said before, Moshe Rabbeinu always wants to be Niskasha to the Sherish. Every bit of Torah he learns, he wants to be Niskasha to the Sherish of that, to the Sherish of that. He lived, Rabbeinu was like the Mechani, he lived all the time in the Mechani's Sherish. Torah Shabbat is the Sherish of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mechani's Torah Shabbat, the whole time he was Mishtoikik to the Sherish. That's the Mechani of Das. It's Chabrus, you know, Chabrus to something. So maybe therefore, the Mitzadah Moshe Rabbeinu is a Moedic Anov, because he doesn't keep it down here. He's Mischabat to the Sherish, Das Elin, he's Mischabat to the Sherish. And every single person has in him a Nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning he has in him a Nitzitz of wanting to be Mischabat to the Sherish. And that's the sort of Purim, we'll discuss it tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, the Shtokakus to the Aleph. Aleph is the Sherish of everything. The Shtokakus to the Aleph. The Shtokakus to the Aleph, that's the Soid, that's the Soid. Even when a person's down here in his dira, he's still mishtoikik to the Aleph. That's the darga. That's the darga meshavim. That's the darga of das. And meida therefore, lechino machazal moed moed hamishvar ruach b'fnei kol adam. Veich yitzav al zeh chazal lechol adam. How can you say shvar ruach lechol adam? Shal kol adam on mishna Torah lekaimo. How can every person be an onav? How can zeh mishtabeach meshavim? Meshavim is mishtabeach with this midas. Obviously not mishkan zeh poshtu midas. Everyone's got a bechina of das, and the das brings anova, because das means you want to be mischabed to the shurish, so you're not taking anything for yourself. How begin alay zeh bechinas moishe sheyesh lecha? Im kein eifel zeis asu gam ata kamoish meishu abenu. So you should also do like meishu abenu. And liyas shfal ruach bechinas moishe. Veim gam zeis ein becha. Halay amru chazal kol anim sheinu amdaz neveila toiv amena. So even if you have it ma'at min ha-ma'at, tuchelas eschein liyas shfal ruach. Adayin ein zeh madreigis meishu atzmoi. Ki bemoishe nema shezoche vehisig anova shoy lasod atzuma v'nifla mizeh. It's a peldi gezach. So Meida therefore explains, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, La yoda ish kvurose. And das is his chabrus. And a misa is a hafrada between the neshama and the guf. So the whole son of Moshe Rabbeinu is always mischaba everything to the sherish. Mischaba everything to the sherish, there's no period with Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the bechina la yoda ish kvurose. Das is his chabrus. So das is his chabrus. If shat is a Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's plain. Rabbi Yomosh is pashtus a Moshe b'chol dora. But as there b'chin, any b'chines Moshe who gonos b'odom Yisrael. For lo yoda is his chabrus, if ish lo yoda who heichan Moshe kovo b'gonos, ki b'yamzu niknas v'nikba b'das, shekol echa lechem Yisrael k'omo. His all koyach is he takes everybody to their shayrush. So therefore there's no, somebody who's shleimus in das, as a pshat is that he's mischaber himself the whole time to the shayrish. He's not really there bichlal. Not really there bichlal. He's mischaber himself to the shayrish. So maybe therefore, it's like that. Nobody knew where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried bichlal. And that's how the Mefarshim say that everything from Moshe Rabbeinu went back to the shayrish. A goof of a person is made from neish ruach ma'im ofa. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was such a shorashi, so therefore, the Barbara nothing says. That every chelik of his went back to the shurish. Chelik ha'esh went back to esh, chelik ha'mayim went back, everything went back to its shurish. Moshe Rabbeinu was a shurish dipa. And that's another bechina of das. Das is to be mischaber to the shurish. So meila shach to kfuru. Kfuru is like ilu when it's a fraud, it's a period. When the person is doffed the whole time to the shurish. So the whole musag of a kfura. It's like when a person is hacked away from the sherish, so they're like an apple. You take an apple off, if you don't eat it, it's going to rot. Because something that's taken off from the sherish, comes on, it's still getting unique. You take it off from the sherish, it's not a unique anymore, so it rots. That's what happens to a goof. The shama leaves it. Moshe Rabbeinu was always in the sherish. He was never mitnatek from the sherish. So maybe that's the. That's why there's one Esri, there's one Peri, There's one peri that's Godel Meilana Mishana Lashana. It's the Esrik. Yeah? Esrik is Godel Meilana. In other words, the Bechina of Godel Meilana Shana Lashana means it's always Yoinik. It's always being Yoinik. And that's why Klal Yisrael are Nimshal to a Tapuach. And when we're Klal Yisrael Nimshal to a Tapuach, says the Mephoshim, and Tosis says that that's an Esrik. And that's in the Sugya of Shabbos of Kabbalah Satoira. Sugya of Shabbos by Kabbalah Satoira. It says that it's an Esrik, because the Esrik, the Tosis explains, because Esrik is Agodl, Bilana, Mishana, Lashana. In other words, the Klal Yisrael with the Torah Kedosha are now completely in a matzav where they're not, you can't be mitnatek them, so to speak, not that bechin anymore through the Torah. Kuj Brichu, Yisrael, Vayraisa, Chad. Through the Torah, now by getting the Torah, completely mekushim ma'ocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Completely mekushim ma'ocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there wasn't supposed to be Misa. Paskazamasan means that there's no Misa. Why is there Misa? Because we just said, the Misa is when you get ugehakt from the Makar. However, if you begin, you know, the whole time dovek to the Shayrish, there's no Bechemes Misa. It's like Ilu, like an Esri. It's Godel Meilonim, Shana Lashana. It doesn't fall off, it constantly stays in its Makam Achias. That's Kabbalah Sator, that's the Torah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. How's Moshe Rabbeinu Soy, the Soy of Das, the Soy where he's constantly Miskasha, So therefore, he was Zecha always to be a Sharashi. He's always the Bechin of Sharashi, therefore, he never left the Bechin of a Sharash. Never left the Bechin of a Sharash. Tosh Baal Peh is the Hispashtus of Torah. What does it mean, Hispashtus of Torah? When it's Hispashtus from the Sharash. Toshua Peh is the Shoresh. Toshua B'Savah means the Shoresh. Toshua Ben is Bechina, the Bechina of Toshua B'Savah. He's always in the Shoresh. And then after, it's Mispashet. Afterwards, it's Mispashet, that's the Bechina of Toshua Peh. So that's the Sod of Leyodesh. I'm not trying to talk about a cave of Moshe Kiru, a cave of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the chelik adas, the eskashus that every yid has. That's the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vezeh amul beis pa'or. What's alayim ashad das? That's how we start some lines. Vezeh v'ikwa isa b'gai. Perish ibanas bechinas Moshe shu adas. It's a mishu shofel be'enov. K'gai, the enum is gosh. Mizgo, kilo oida way to zor. Somebody is mizgo, is oida way to zor. Ve'im boi das bechinas Moshe. Vezeh Mul beis par. That's the pshat. Mul beis par. Tzolei mashal das gonos. The das is gonos by somebody who's shuffled beinav who min neged. In other words, it's hepech par. The kolam is goy chil oiv la vidizor. Okay, no ona va shuffle who min neged over there. Faket. Moshe Rabbeinu is mul beis par. Mul gaiva. Vafochi mamish. Shom hadas amiti gonos v'tomim. Tanachdu l'ninenu v'zeh shehoyot haman arash asobo shekiven shebezayin adam eis moishe b'chines adas v'nishu Yisrael b'estalkus b'chines adas. So in other words, the das is nostalgic from them, and the das is nostalgic from them, and they're not in the shirish anymore. V'az ayuchel lehem, and then there can be a unique of Amalek. In other words, ke'ilu, we're off the tree. Moshe Rabbeinu is nifta, so we're b'chines off the tree, we're not getting unique anymore. Aval ayodah shebezayin adam noilad moishe v'tzalem shetekev miyad kishemeis v'noilad. Even though Nisha Eitzel Yisrael Ka'omo, he stayed by Yisrael. It's Pashtus Ed Moshe B'chol Dor V'Dor. B'Frat Shai Yisham Kama Tzadikim Imotche. V'Vaday Hoya Adas Miskal Al Yodom. Therefore, the Zichel Adas was Miskal Al Yodom. And made it therefore forget. We were so Makusha. And the whole story of Purim. So Haman thought that Adas is Nistalik. And he was talking about Adas HaKlipa. Haman is the Bechin is Adas HaKlipa. And maybe he thought the Das of Kedusha went away. The Das of Kedusha, the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu was nostalgic. So then, the Das of Klippa takes over. And that's how he thought that, Kimi Ogiak, it's the same Mechina of after the Chet of the Nochash, Sevayeda Odom is Chavi Ishtay. And he gave birth to a Kain and to a Hevel. And one was Ritzeach, the other one. In other words, the Das of Kedusha. Das Kedusha means you're always Mo'uchad, completely Mo'uchad. If you're completely Mo'uchad, you never rot. The person never rots. He's completely Ke'ilu Mo'uchad to the Makor. And that's what Klal Yisrael is. Right? Hagodl, they're still Godl Be'ilona, Mishon and Lashon, and it's Chaim Be'ilam Achazikim. But after the Chet of Adam Rishon, So then, kibiyem acholchem emenu mois tumas. There they were ugehakt. There they were ugehakt. And therefore, even the das that they had was a das that brought to misa. The das that brought to misa. The das to kedusha is a das where there's no bechina of kavura bechal. And that's the hischabrus, the moedig hischabrus that we have. And the whole chodesh Adar, when you dovek to the bechinas shorish, when you dovek to the bechinas shorish, it's nisbara that you can never pull it, you never pull somebody away. And that was the whole mistake of Haman. The whole mistake of Haman is that there's still a Moshe Rabbeinu in every yid. If there's still a Moshe Rabbeinu in every yid, so we're still dovek to the das elin. We're still dovek to the das elin. We're still dovek to the shorish. We're still dovek to the shorish, then you can't do anything. You've got to first sever it, cut somebody away from the shorish, in order to. So that's why there had to be a bir of it, that there was a gzeira out in Haman, the harag, the hashmi, the la'abet, is kol ha'yehudim, mina v'tof, in other words, ugehakt, and it was in Zbara that we were still mishush. When the dove is still to the sheirish, you're not shared.